Hello, my friends. Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for Saturday, the 23rd day of March. I'm Paul White, and I want to thank you for your continued prayers and support in what has been an exciting and very tiring season for us as we have finally finished our moves. We've moved into a part-time place in South Carolina as we have planted a church here in Irmo, South Carolina. We also have a part-time place in Georgia as we're still not finished with the assignment God's given us in North Georgia, some of which involves helping our daughter through university and some of which involves meeting with our local groups and teaching the word together. And so we are still in all of those. We're here one spot and then in another spot all in the same week, but the moves are finished. And so we can finally breathe a little deeper. And I want to thank all of you for your prayers and your support through that. Speaking of prayers and support and announcements, this past midweek, we uploaded a short video that I shot right here on the patio in South Carolina. That was an update. We covered a few things, some announcements, and then some upcoming series drops. I'm going to talk about those today. And then a little financial plea. Plea might be too big a word, but it's the one that I have. It's what I was doing, is asking for your help. And I hope that if you were able to watch that and the Lord spoke to you to help in some way in this season with a lot of the things that are going on. And I covered all in that video, but I hope you'll watch that. We put that up in the midweek. It's both on YouTube. It's at our Facebook page. It's right here wherever you get your podcasts. Those of you who listen to everything that drops, you've probably already heard that. One of the things we talked about there that I do want to talk about here is that tomorrow is the start of Holy Week on the Christian calendar, Palm Sunday, moving all the way through Easter, and we are going to do a special DDP video series this week. So all of the podcasts that, if you're just a listener, you just do audio, you'll get the same thing you always get. You just get a little different sound, because I'm going to be sitting in front of the camera on the patio, and each day, 5-6 minutes, talk about that specific day of the final week of the life of Jesus. The YouTube videos will be available at our page, PWM, and also at paulwhiteministries.com. The audio will be the DDP for that week. So some of the days may be a little shorter than usual. I'm trying to introduce this concept to our YouTube audience at the same time. So we're doing a little simulcast there. And that each day, a different day in the last, different incident in the last week of Jesus' life. And that'll culminate, of course, at Easter. And we're going to shoot a special Easter sermon that will air on Easter, because I want to make sure that we have an Easter-themed message up for Easter. And so I will air a special Easter-themed sermon for you, and then the next week we will air the sermon I preached on Easter. So we'll be a little bit behind in that regard. That's how it goes when we record on a Sunday. We don't drop it till the next Sunday anyhow. Speaking of the Sunday sermon, the one that you will have tomorrow is called The Fruitful Grain. I preached this last Sunday at the Garden Church of the Midlands here in Irmo. It's a message that comes from John 12. It's a message that is from the Christian lectionary, the gospel reading for that Sunday. It's Jesus on Palm Sunday, after having arrived in Jerusalem on the donkey. He is confronted by a group of Greeks. Well, actually, his disciples are confronted by a group of Greeks who come to Philip and say, "Sir, we want to meet Jesus." Philip goes to Andrew. Andrew and Philip come to Jesus, and they say, "These guys, these Greeks, want to meet you." And it seems like a great opportunity for Jesus to introduce himself to a bunch of Gentiles who are in Jerusalem. They're obviously taken with the God of the Hebrews to the point that they come to worship in Jerusalem, though they're not Hebrew. They're not Jewish. It's a great opportunity for Jesus to show himself to the Gentile world, these Romans, these strangers. And maybe they can go and establish the gospel of the kingdom elsewhere, but he doesn't do it. This sermon investigates why. Why does Jesus not meet with the Greeks in John 12? And why does he turn into these bizarre statements like, "A seed of wheat must fall into the ground and die, or it's alone. If it falls into the ground and dies, it brings forth much fruit. If a man hates his life, he'll find it. If he loves his life unto the death, he'll lose it. What is he talking about? And what does this have to do with going to the cross? That's the point of the sermon, the fruitful grain. And I have a great time with this one. I think you'll enjoy it. It says a lot about ourselves. It says a lot about our journey. And it says a lot about the cross. And you know I love to talk about the cross. Well, today I'm in Luke chapter 11. This will be the last day on the DDP for the next 8 consecutive days in which we talk from the Gospel of Luke in our chronological journey. Because beginning tomorrow, we'll simulcast the short Holy Week videos. They will become the DDP audio all the way through Easter. We'll pick this back up on the first day of April, on Monday, the first day of April. We'll get back into this text. But the story we will introduce today is the story we'll start to cover on April 1. Oh, by the way, we will probably not have an essay edition. I haven't really decided on that because I've never done this all the way up to the last day of the month, this sort of Holy Week through. So Easter is the final day of the month, and I don't know. We always do an essay, so I'm still contemplating over this next week. No promises. Okay. Let's introduce this verse today. This will be the kickoff point for the month of April. Luke 11:5, he said to them, "Which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves?'" I'll stop there with the reading and just say this. This is on the heels of the Lord's Prayer from Luke 11, verses 2, 3, and 4. And then Jesus keeps talking to the same group, his disciples. And he wants to introduce to them the concept not of begging. This is how this gets mistaught, in my opinion, and petition. But he wants to introduce to them the idea that you can see God as your Father, or you can see yourself as, you can see God as your Father and you're a son, or you can see God as a friend that locks you out of the house. Because you're about to get into 2 back-to-back stories. One is the friend that comes at midnight, and the other is the son that asks. And if you contrast, because that's the way Jesus teaches a lot, the 2 stories, you'll find that there's 2 approaches in prayer. There's begging and knocking and believing that you are on the wrong side of the door. And there's going up to your Father and asking as a son. That's what we'll jump into when we get into this in the month of April. In the meantime, get ready. It's going to be an exciting week. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.